Anybody watch the inauguration yesterday?
Bits and pieces.
A little bit, yeah.
I just want to say to my friends who are Democrats who are waking up this morning with that pit in their stomach saying, what the hell country do I live in? How can this happen? Take it from someone who felt exactly the same way 4 years ago.
Right.
That it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
We're still here.
Try not to pay attention to the news. Try to get off of social media.
Find
walk around
place.
And actually talk to people. Because if you watch social media or news media, you would think it's total chaos and people are horrible.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But when you walk out and actually talk to people.
Yeah.
Right. One-on-one.
Hey, you're normal.
We're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Look at you.
Here is the first part of the Trump speech yesterday.
Golden age of America begins right now. I will very simply put America first. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and his honor, we will strive together to make his dream a reality. We will make his dream come true. Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my Remain in Mexico policy.
He also signed some pardons, and Attorney Norm Pattis is on now. Did he sign pardons for some of the people that you defended?
Yes. He commuted sentences for some of the Proud Boys, and I now represent Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers as well. He signed a commutation there, and he pardoned everybody else. It was quite a night. I mean, my phone was ringing till about 3 o'clock in the morning with reports of this one getting out and somebody calling to say hello and thanks. It was a great night.
Oh, wow.
It felt great.
The people that were pardoned, were they the people that were violent on January 6th?
Yes. That's one of the paradoxes. You know, the thinking was that they were going to take a closer look at people involved in crimes of violence and everybody else would get a pardon. A lot of people who were charged with assault on a cop just got pardoned. People who were convicted of seditious conspiracy got commutations. Seditious conspiracy is merely the plan to use force to oppose the government. It doesn't necessarily involve using force. So people got lesser relief, even though their crime was just ideas. People who actually assaulted cops did get the pardon. So I don't know what happened there.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And other things that are weird is Enrique Tarrio, the head of the Proud Boys, ended up getting a pardon. And then a guy who hasn't even been convicted yet got a commutation. So, you know, might have been a rush job. I'm sure it'll be time to clean up the odds and ends.
No, but once you pardon someone, right? You can't undo that.
Well, that's a great question. I doubt you can undo it. You know, the president's discretion to act in the pardon process is unreviewable. There's, you know, so he's got absolute discretion. I don't think he can say, never mind. But, you know, it was just weird. But I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. You know, home and these guys are going home.
Yeah.
Now, there were some people locked up who, and I didn't watch all the evidence. I wasn't in the courtroom.
No.
But just based on reports, I thought they shouldn't have been locked up. But then there were people who were pretty violent. And I thought,
you can't ignore that.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
I don't want to use any names here, but we have one of our clients falls in that class. I mean, he claimed it was self-defense, but he clocked about 7 cops. And, I was pretty sure he was going to be sticking around for a while, but apparently not. He's on his way home.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
But
it was. But
I think everybody has a bad taste in their mouth, no matter which party you're with. from pardons yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, no matter where your position is, because Biden
was kind of,
had a lot of pardons before he left.
Hunter's pardon surprised me, made me feel like I should be practicing tax law. Our advertisement would be a president's son, you know. Don't pay your taxes and walk away from it. But the pardons of his family and of Liz Cheney and of others struck me as odd. I mean, I've never bought the rhetoric about the so-called Biden crime family. I'm thinking, what did I miss? You know?
Yeah. What did Liz Cheney do that they thought that she was part of destroying evidence?
Okay. What happened is she was instrumental in the January 6th House Committee investigation.
Oh, right.
And then when she's a Republican who switched sides, as it were. And when it came time after the report was written, the Republican House asked for, you know, records and whatnot, and they'd been destroyed. And so, you know, there's an argument that she could be prosecuted for the same offense the Proud Boys were, obstruction of official proceedings, in this case by altering or destroying evidence. I'm glad she won't be prosecuted for it. It'd be another national distraction. It's time to put this whole chapter behind us. And as you said, you know, at the top of the hour, let's move on. Let's talk to one another. Let's start to try to inhabit the same country again, if we can. And I hope we can.
I agree. But isn't it weird that he gave a blanket pardon to everyone who was on that January 6th subcommittee?
Mm-hmm.
It to me suggests there's something that they did.
Right.
And they locked
Schiff.
Up a bunch of people. Yeah. The Fauci one.
Yeah.
All the way back to 2014. That's
crazy.
That's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That to me suggests he had more to do with COVID going back to 2014 than we could possibly imagine.
You know, the whole creation of the virus, the gain of function testing that was going on, and that he helped coordinate and supervise, and then the suspicion that the virus was released accidentally or not from a lab that wasn't doing that very work, in China. I mean, it does raise questions, but you know, I think the more interesting thing to me is the world we inhabit going forward. You know, one of the things that was most interesting about the whole COVID experience was the vast increase in emergency powers at both the state and federal level. And, you know, here's Trump declaring national emergencies along the border, and making a broad sweep of executive power. I got a funny feeling, though, there's a new bugbear to fight. You know, I don't like the federal government's increasing role in our lives. And when you give a person emergency power, they use it. And when they use it, guess what? It's largely unreviewable. It's done in everyone's name. And if you oppose it, you're suddenly a contrarian or worse. I got a hunch that's going to be one of the challenges of the next 4 years.
It's funny because both of us were Democrats,
right,
who eventually switched. And I felt like when I was a Democrat, I was a rebel. We were the ones fighting the good fight.
Right.
And we are fighting against the machine. And I'm always a person who likes to fight against the machine.
Right.
Rules don't have to be. Tell me why this is a rule.
Exactly.
Or why are you telling me what to do?
Why is there a rule here? Yes.
And eventually it just became the opposite that, you know, they're the machine. It's the machine. They're the machine. They're the ones we're fighting now. And when did you? Because you and I had. I switched before you,
right,
and we would have arguments on the air.
Some good ones.
and then you came over. When did it change for you?
I think you beat me in this submission. I mean, clearly, I'm just a guy.
I remember that
it's
day.
My
around
fault.
From one fight to another, saying, me worry? You know, they offered you Newman a politics.
Is there a check involved?
No, I think for me, you know, I haven't always said, I think there was a time when I couldn't speak. Blessings on everybody for that. But I think that no mob has ever scared me as much as a self-righteous mob. And so I find myself instinctively drawn to defense of unpopular people or the minority point of view. When I came up, I largely defended young men of color, you know, against officers of police. and, you know, the NAACP loves me. When we started to move into the era of identity politics and diversity for diversity's sake, I started saying, wait a minute, you know, everybody wants something. Who's going to pay for it? Me? Because I presumably enjoy white male privilege or whatnot. And, you know, no, I'm not. I mean, I think you judge people on their merits on a case-by-case basis, and you always oppose the person who holds the club. And so I think you and I came about it in different ways, but probably for the same reasons.
Yeah. I've actually had a person come up to me and say, well, you know my connection to Sandy Hook. My wife, I met my wife at the Sandy Hook Fire Department. Right. I love that fire department. I love the people in the community.
Yeah.
And we know that you defended Alex Jones. And I had someone come up to me and say, how can you be friends with that guy? And I was offended by that because I thought, are you telling me that I can't have a friend who has a completely different opinion?
It happens.
Yeah.
Or has a job.
Yeah.
That his job is to defend people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. Well, you should read. You come. You know, if you ever want to see the dark side, come read my emails someday. You know, I'm you scumbag, you this, you that. But you know, when who do you call when you need
those
help?
Are just from your wife.
Who's not afraid to take that fight? Yeah. Wait, you've been talking to my wife. Well, good to know she's talking to somebody. I thought you had laryngitis for the last four
she
years.
She said hi.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Good hearing your voice.
Yeah, good to hear from you. No, it's you know, it's a good day for people who believe in liberty. You know, I mean, it's a you know, somebody said to me, "Geez, I'm not comfortable with you with your idea of voting." You know, and I'm thinking, "Well, great. What about your commitment to democracy?"
Right.
So the other side won for those of you who are Democrats on this occasion, and democracy prevailed, and we had a free and fair election. Isn't that what you wanted? Now live with it and try to understand why it happened. The people who voted for Trump have something to say. You're not listening, and we've not been listening to you. It's easy when you're victorious to appear magnanimous, but realistically, we need to listen to one another. Chaz's advice and admonition, go out and talk to somebody today about the weather, about the streets, about Chaz and AJ, about the pardons, and then try to listen what they say and encourage them to listen to you. Who knows what will happen, but it's got to be better than what we're living through.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.